Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby, and this is a call to worship. It is joy unspeakable while enjoying peace like a river in our soul when we understand the reality of being forgiven.
I know what it's like to think of things I've done and want to run and hide my head in shame. I know what it's like to really hurt someone and feel no sense of sorrow at their pain. But I know what it's like to have enough of my disgrace and find, because of Jesus' blood, my sin can be erased. He has forgiven me. My sin has been washed from His memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He has forgiven me. You know what it's like for God to be your friend, to talk to Him with nothing in between. Do you know what it's like when the day comes to an end? When the accuser comes your way, to look him squarely in the eye with confidence and say, He has forgiven. My sin has been washed from Him.
Heavenly Father, we understand from your word how that you are righteous and a holy God, and that sin must be punished. All have sin, and the wages of sin is death. Thank you, Lord, for providing your Son, Jesus, as the perfect sacrifice for our sin, as Christ stood in our place, hanging on that cruel cross, shedding his precious blood as an acceptable offering, wholly acceptable to you. That gift, Lord, the gift of salvation, being saved from the punishment that we deserve, is offered to us freely because of your love for us, your creation. As we receive that gift, we enjoy forgiveness and the perfect peace that comes with that forgiveness. No guilt. We're able to be in your presence, Lord, right now because of the relationship that we have and enjoy with you. May your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts today as we think on these things, on forgiveness. Amen.
So my sins he could erase. He forgives and forgets. I stand before him holy. He canceled my debt that day at Calvary. Now I'm justified, just as if I forgives and forgets.
Out of the depths of my shame, I cry to you, Lord.
Have mercy on me, not because I deserve it, but only because you are love and compassion.
I have sinned against you, Lord. I know I have, and it hangs on my mind.
If you kept track of our sins, Lord, who of us could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Lord, I pray, wash away all my sin.
Cleanse me, and I will be completely clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Create in me a pure heart, O God. Do not push me out of your presence, or take your spirit from my heart.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
When blown by the winds of my weakness, on the sea of my self-centered ways, the darkness of guilt and despair settles in, and I long for the light of your face. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. Shame in my soul weighs so heavy that I wrestle to win my release. But Calvary whispers compassion and love and forgiveness and freedom and peace. Father, forgive. Thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you. To breathe the constant fellowship of love. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone.
You are listening to Call to Worship.
rest all my way. I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed breath, that in my sunshine's blaze its day may brighter forever be. O joy that seekest me,
you are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. Please pray for us as we strive to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station when you write, and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you.
Don't live in the land of yesterday.
We are focusing on forgiveness during this call to worship.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love.
Vast, unmeasured, boundless.
When someone offers us forgiveness, it doesn't have its desired effect on us until we accept it. The same is true about God's forgiveness. If you do not know His forgiveness, please believe it and receive it. And if you have already accepted forgiveness, then rejoice, rest in that fact. Forgiveness brings a long list of benefits, folks. Please join us as we focus on forgiveness today, beginning with Isaiah chapter 1. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. To be forgiven is to be safe from God's condemnation and the penalty for our sin. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who's especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. And since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. Later in Romans chapter 3, for no one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. But now, God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard, yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for our sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. From Acts chapter 13. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. From 1 John, the first chapter. This then is the message which we have of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103, finally. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Praise and thank God for His forgiveness.
Are lacking to express the joy, the peace, the happiness. Fully forgiven, a taste of heaven through Jesus' blood and righteousness. Fully forgiven, what a theme. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see. Before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God, I've been set free. Fully forgiven now am I. Now am I. No more afraid of death or hell. The story I'll forever tell. The path before me is touched with glory. The world is bright and all is well. Fully forgiven, what a theme to sing. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see. Before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God, I've been set free.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we rejoice in the spiritual reality that we have been and are forgiven. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, folks, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You are invited to visit our website as well at www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about us, and you can always make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.
Forgiven, my sins have been cast in the depths of the sea. I have been washed in the stream of salvation, and I am free. I have good news, your sins are forgiven. They're farther away than the east is from west. Come now and bathe in God's stream of salvation, and know His rest. Know His mercy, know His goodness, know the joy of righteousness. Come for healing, come for wisdom, come the Father longs to bless. I am God's child, I stand here forgiven. My sins have been cast in the depths of the sea. I have been washed in the stream of salvation. And I